I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Thursday, June 1st, 2023. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. Yesterday's OTA was open to the media, and as always, all eyes were on the quarterbacks. By all accounts, the day was won by the defense and featured a lot of checkdowns and dropped passes, so take that for what it's worth. Afterwards, we heard from some players and coaches. Here are the best parts from those press conferences. Let's start with Brandon Ayuk. He's not known for being especially chatty, but he did have the line of the day when asked about his expectations for this year.
I'm about to take off. That's it.
He put up over 1,000 yards last year while playing with three different starters in the regular season. If Ayuk gets a rapport with someone all year this year, look out. And to that end, by the way, Brandon also said he and Trey Lance are trying to organize more workouts together between OTAs and training camp. Another player who spoke was edge rusher Drake Jackson, who gave one of the most revealing answers I've ever heard a player give when he was asked about how he maintains flexibility despite gaining around 13 pounds of muscle this offseason.
It was one thing that I would say I changed from my rookie year to now is just being in here all day. You know, I'm starting to fall in love with just, you know, being in here on countless hours, you know, just in the tubs, in the training room, in the Goski room, in the breathing room, you know, just trying to better myself. And I don't think I was doing that last year. I just wanted to get out, or not wanted to get out, but I just kind of left after, you know, not really focusing on my body, I would say. So this year, definitely say I'm, you know, just really honing in and, you know, taking the time to focus on myself and my body and what I need to go out there and keep doing it all over and over again.
Keep in mind, this is a player who, quote, lost his power last year, according to Kyle Shanahan. Drake just told you exactly why that happened, and hopefully exactly why it won't happen this season. Finally, I wanted you to hear from offensive line coach and run game coordinator Chris Forster, who gave another pretty revealing answer about how all of the changes in the coaching staff affected the operation of the team behind the scenes early in the year. And bear with me, it's long, but it's good.
Last year, you're right. We had, even me, I'd been the line coach here before, but I had to move into that run game coordinator, whatever that is. But I had more to do, a little bit more to do than I had to do the year before. And then everybody else was brand new in their position. So you're right. It did take a while for Kyle to adjust, because he's had Mike McDaniel forever, and all these guys had been on his staff, and all of a sudden, boom, they're all gone. And it did take some time. And that's not an excuse for how we played in the first part of the season. We could have won all those games, but it would have gone the same way. There was still an adjustment as far as the workflow, who does what for Kyle, who prepares these tapes, because for years they'd been done by certain people, and all of a sudden it changed, and who was going to fill that role. He had Greasy for the first time as a quarterback coach. So this year, I think we kind of know where we're going. And I think with Clint filling in for Bobby, kind of just doing the same thing, I think we've got a real good flow right now. I think when we get to the season, we shouldn't be too far off of where we would from say, like you said, the midpoint of the season, or whenever we kind of started to get our stride as far as how everybody's role was going to fill out. I mean, shoot, you know, Brian Fleury and I mean, Brian was a part of the run game early, but then we came to realize just the marriage that he and I could work together, because he sits in more with Kyle for the pass game formations, things like that. So he and I, we created together much more, and he was much more integral part of formationing and motioning and adjusting those types of things. I'm like, you know, I'm still a line coach at heart in a lot of ways. I mean, yes, schematically how we're going to do things, but I'm looking at what's best for the line, the runner, the angles and things like that, and then they're going to dress it up. And Brian, as the year went on, took on more of that role. I think everybody did. Shoot, Clay Kubiak created this tape for Kyle on Fridays that was outstanding, and it was probably as good as it's ever been, understanding what we needed to get done. So it's been really cool to watch the guys and how everybody's worked together and grown in their roles.
Remember, almost the entire offensive coaching staff was either new altogether or in a different role last season. We told you it was going to affect how things ran, and Forster just admitted that it did. And how could it not? Now, look, I've obviously never been a part of an NFL coaching staff, but I have been a part of a production team for a sports talk show for 15 years. And I can tell you, there is an entire process behind the scenes that has to take place every day for the show to operate at its best. And when things are humming, people know their role and they excel at it. If someone was out sick or new, the machine ran, but it simply didn't run as well. There was always an effect. And you go back and watch the 49ers early on, they simply did not look like the team they were late in the season. And I'm not just talking about the quarterback position either.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Thursday, as usual, Grant Cohn emptied his notebook from practice yesterday and gave quite a rundown of everything that took place out there. You can read the story at All49ersSI. One thing to watch, Deebo Samuel was present for the second week of OTAs and reportedly looked leaner than he did last season. And for a guy that's had trouble starting the year in shape, that is obviously good news and something to keep an eye on going forward. One thing you may have missed, Kyle Shanahan apparently had words with NFLPA player director Dwayne Allen during practice yesterday and kicked him off the field. Now, Maiocco described the exchange as two men having words. Grant Cohn said they were shouting at each other and looked like they might come to blows at one point. John Lynch apparently stepped in after practice resumed, and Maiocco reported that Allen and Shanahan met afterwards to clear the air. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. Be sure to check out our brand new website, goldstandardniners.com. For more on these stories and everything else happening in 49ers land, I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.